Psalm 17. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praised be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. The breakers of death surged round about me. The destroying floods overwhelmed me. The cords of the netherworld enmeshed me. The snares of death overtook me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. The earth swayed and quaked. The foundations of the mountains trembled and shook when his wrath flared up. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and a devouring fire from his mouth that kindled coals into flame. And he inclined the heavens and came down with dark clouds under his feet. He mounted a cherub and flew, borne on the wings of the wind. And he made darkness the cloak about him, dark, misty rain clouds his wrap. From the brightness of his presence, coals were kindled to flame. And the Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High gave forth his voice. He sent forth his arrows to put them to flight. With frequent lightnings he routed them. Then the bed of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the wind of his wrath. He reached out from on high and grasped me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my mighty enemy and from my foes, who were too powerful for me. They attacked me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord came to my support. He set me free in the open and rescued me because he loves me. The Lord rewarded me according to my justice. According to the cleanness of my hands, he requited me. For I kept the ways of the Lord and was not disloyal to my God. For his ordinances were all present to me, and his statutes I put not from me. But I was wholehearted toward him, and I was on my guard against guilt. And the Lord requited me according to my justice, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. Toward the faithful, you are faithful. Toward the wholehearted, you are wholehearted. Toward the sincere, you are sincere. But toward the crooked, you are astute. For the lowly people you save, but haughty eyes you bring low. You indeed, O Lord, give light to my lamp. O my God, you brighten the darkness about me. For with your aid I run against an armed band, and by the help of my God I leap over a wall. God's way is unerring. The promise of the Lord is fire tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God except the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? The God who girded me with strength and kept my way unerring, who made my feet swift as those of hinds and set me on the heights, who trained my hands for war and my arms to bend a bow of brass. You have given me your saving shield. Your right hand has upheld me, and you have stooped to make me great. You made room for my steps. Unwavering was my stride. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, nor did I turn again till I made an end of them. I smote them, and they could not rise. they fell beneath my feet. And you girded me with strength for war. You subdued my adversaries beneath me. My enemies you put to flight before me, and those who hated me you destroyed. They cried for help, but no one saved them. To the Lord, but he answered them not. I ground them fine as the dust before the wind. Like the mud in the streets, I trampled them down. You rescued me from the strife of the people. You made me head over nations. A people I had not known became my slaves. As soon as they heard me, they obeyed. The foreigners fawned and cringed before me. They staggered forth from their fortresses. The Lord live, and blessed be my rock, extolled be God my Savior. O God, who granted me vengeance, who made peoples subject to me, and preserved me from my enemies, truly above my adversaries you exalt me, and from the violent man you have rescued me. Therefore will I proclaim you, O Lord, among the nations, and I will sing praise to your name, you who gave great victories to your king and showed kindness to your anointed, to David and his posterity forever.